Manufacturing in Connecticut can expect to see financial support from the federal coronavirus stimulus package, but as Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky reports, industry leaders say they need more than a cash infusion.
Nicole Russo needs more employees. She's the CEO and owner of Microboard Processing in Seymour, and she says she lost close to 20% of her workforce last summer.
People couldn't see their way through to the other side of, you know, how they were going to take care of kids, elderly, and protect their own health if they felt compromised.
And she's not alone.
Prior to the pandemic, we were saying there was about 6,000 job openings in manufacturing in the state.
That's Jamie Scott, executive director of Connecticut's industry association called Manufacture CT.
And we're only training for about half of that.
Another round of financial support for businesses will likely be in the American Rescue Package. But Scott says just as important are funds to train a skilled workforce. Connecticut high schools are working to create a pipeline of skilled workers. State agencies and the private sector have created apprenticeship programs. The federal money's expected to go to education and municipalities, Scott says, will ultimately help manufacturing. That and a return to a normal economy as soon as possible. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.